This is Akashvani. The news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The Election Commission is meeting with law enforcement agencies of states and union territories to review and assess the law and order situation and prevent illicit activities and seizures. The meeting will also review steps related to strict vigil across interstate and international borders. Yesterday, the poll body appointed special observers in six states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crore, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The commission has also deployed special expenditure observers in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha to clamp down on money power in elections and to strengthen existing election expenditure monitoring. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that opposition leaders develop cold feet, seeing the enthusiasm of BJP workers. He urged the workers to work with a resolve to break all old poll records. The Prime Minister was addressing a digital rally through the Namo app today. He said that a polling booth worker must remain aware of the developments around him as he is the face of the BJP. He also said to ensure proper and the best preparations at booth levels to register record wins at every booth. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has become one of the top five economies in the world under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it is poised to become the third largest by 2027. Addressing an election rally in Ghaziabad today, the leader said, India has the potential to become the world's biggest economy by 2047. He added that his party is committed to the progress of the country in that direction. He also said that 25 crore people have emerged out of poverty in the last 9 years. The BJP candidate from Gautam Buddh Nagar, Mahesh Sharma, filed his nomination for the Lok Sabha elections. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today launched Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from the Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, the party president criticised the BJP on the issue of unemployment. He claimed that if the Congress comes to power, government vacancies will be filled up immediately. He also promised that caste census will be conducted across the country if his party wins the poll. The Congress president said his party has put up 25 guarantees. Boxer Vijinder Singh quit the Congress party and joined the BJP today ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. He was inducted into the party by BJP's General Secretary Vinod Tabre today at party headquarters in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Vijinder Singh said that he has joined the BJP in the interest of the nation and to serve the people. In Maharashtra, the Bharatiya Janata Party MP from Jalgaon, Unmesh Patil, joined the Shiv Sena UBT today. He joined the party at Matoshri, the residence of party chief Uddhav Thackeray. Replacing Unmesh Patil, the BJP has nominated Smita Wagh in the Jalgaon parliamentary constituency for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Mr. Patil joining Shiv Sena UBT could affect the BJP adversely in its bastion. In 2019, he won with a margin of more than 4 lakh votes from Jalgaon. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his nomination papers before the returning officer of Wayanad parliamentary constituency in Kerala this afternoon. He led a roadshow in Kalpetta town in which thousands of UDF supporters waving placards and shouting slogans greeted him. He also briefly addressed them. He was accompanied by party general secretaries Priyanka Gandhi and K.C. Venugopal and leader of the opposition in the state assembly V.D. Satheesan, amongst others. The LDF candidate in Wayanad, N.E. Raja of the CPI, also filed her nomination papers. The NDA candidate and the state BJP president K. Surendran will file his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. At least 7 people were killed and more than 700 injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale hit Taiwan's eastern shores today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.